Peace and blessings. Welcome back to Just Living, a podcast that speaks on the voices of women of color near and far, who is driven to get any and everything she wants out of life. Life stories, tips, how to properly lay those edges, and honest talks from your host, your girl, Essence of Shea. This podcast was created to break through any barriers stopping you from being at your best, transforming your life, and setting your own boundaries. Let's get started with Just Living. You. Boobs and butts are things you wish you had as a teenager. But when you get them as an adult, you're like, dang, sis, go down, plump up a little. Hip stop spreading. I'm just being honest. They called me a string bean when I was growing up. That's to tell you how skinny your man's was. For junior high school, my mom enrolled me in yet another private school. So far, I have been to 4 different schools. And it's not because of my behavior, I promise. It's because my mom wanted me to have the best education, but they were all private schools with strict rules and uniforms. But boys. Ooh-wee! The boys. That's the only reason why I got up on time, I got up early, I made sure my skirt was nicely pressed, my knee highs were freshly white, and my hair puffs were just right. Manor School taught me a lot because there I met my first boyfriend. I kissed my first boyfriend. I had my first crew. And I had my first period. My first period. My mother did not prepare me for that one. I'm going to tell you that. I remember one day, while sitting home, I started bleeding. I was petrified. Look, don't judge. I noticed there was blood coming out of places that I never knew it would come from. I mean, I literally thought I cut myself. I was confused. Plus the pain. OMG. Oh, the pain. To this day, when my Aunt Mary comes, it is not a pleasant time. Just be aware when you approach me. Be very delicate. I'm warning you. But anyways, around this time, I had been running track for a few years. But all I cared about was hanging at Hess. Hess, at the time, was the biggest factory on St. Croix, where homes were and my friends lived. And people had jobs, including my mom. Talking to the boys and just being rebellious was all I thought about. Hey, I was a teenager, bruh. I'm allowed to have those years. Track was just a way I thought my mom could control me. So I started to track wrongly. And that is how it ended. I mean, I ran for 10 years straight. Traveled, competed, lost, won, met some cool people, but don't know right now. I just wasn't excited about it. And it showed in my training, my attitude, and my focus. Not to blow my horn, but beep beep. I really didn't have to try hard in track. I was natural. And high key, I would be at the Olympics. I know that for certain. Situations always happen, which changes me into the person that I am now ashamed of, but I'm here to be honest. So I won't stop now. We went to Puerto Rico for a track meet. The team at this point ran with each other for years, so there was a chemistry there. Call it friendly, sibling, or attraction, whatever it was, but there was chemistry. After one of the meets, we all head back to our rooms and changed. We hung out in our fellow teammates' room, whoever you were really cool with or, be honest, crushing on. I was in this guy's room who I thought was the cutest on the team, and he shared a room with one of my closest friends' brother, who was on the team as well. So we all were kicking it. Myself, my friend, her brother, and the cute dude. Let's call him Peter. Peter started flirting with me. You ran a good race today. How's the family? Oh, his mom and my mom were close. We spoke and watched TV all night, and I fell asleep. We all did, actually. In the middle of the night, I felt a tug at my pants. Pulling my pants down, I thought I was dreaming. Till I felt a sharp pressure. I woke up to see Peter on top of me, trying to inject his damn manhood in my virgin walls. What the hell, man? I shoved that boy so damn hard that it woke the others up. I started crying. My friend took me to my room and said, "Do you want to tell a coach?" I replied, "No." See, I know what you're thinking. Two thoughts might pop up. One, well, you put yourself in that situation. You shouldn't have fell asleep there. Two, why didn't you tell the coach or call your mom? It sounds pathetic, but I just did not want anyone to judge me or to stop being my friend anymore if I said that the most popular dude on a track team tried to do it to me. They might all hate me, I thought. I would be in serious trouble, I questioned. So I kept silent. The only thing that I did was write about it in my journal. And I never told anybody about it. But somehow, my nosy Jamaican mom found out about it when she read my journals while I was in college. The pure, unfiltered nosiness. She can't run from it. She just nosy. When the team got back to the VI, my demeanor, my outlook on life, and all around me switched. I started stealing my mom's money, made so-called friends a priority, which dictated my happiness. I was slowly basing my pleasure on others and screwing my mom whenever I was pissed at her. I made an excuse for myself, which was the fact that she put me in these situations, so she needs to be punished somehow. Crazy, I know. But back then, that was where my head was. I remembered I lied to the coach once and said, "I can't go to practice today because my mom is giving birth." I don't even think she was pregnant at the time. Or lies, like, "She's really sick today and I can't come." Finally, they had enough of my making excuses and spazzing on coaches that they kicked me off the team. The rebellion days just started, though. Thank you for listening to episode 2. Season 4 of Just Living and Manor School. I'm sorry for all the noise in the background. I do record from home, so you probably heard some traffic. But either way, thank you for continuing to tune in every time I upload. I'll try my best to make this more consistent and even more authentic. Please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe whichever platform you're listening to this on. And share. Talk to you soon.
Toodles.